I'm looking out of my window on a misty November morning. A deer and fawn are standing at the edge of our woods, and a couple of hares just raced across the grass. It's hard to believe that this lovely place is now my home, and that my life is now so settled. I also still can't quite believe I am a married woman with a wonderful husband. Sometimes I want to pinch myself to find out if I'm dreaming. But then I don't want to wake up. Christmas is coming. The geese are getting fat. Please to put a penny in the old man's hat, sang my housemaid, Sally, in a high, sweet voice as she brandished the feather duster over the portraits in the long gallery. I have never actually seen the value of feather dusters. All they seem to do is to make the dust fly off one surface to land on another nearby. That was certainly happening at the moment, but then Sally was getting into the spirit of the season and dusting like an orchestra conductor in time to her singing. She was a trifle optimistic about Christmas coming. It was still a month away, an idea just looming at the edge of my consciousness. But the song brought a sudden realization that I'd have to do something about getting ready for the holiday season. Now that I was mistress of a great house, it would be up to me to see to decorations, invite guests, buy presents. Golly, I thought, when I realized what might be expected of me. Until now, Christmas had been a cheerless affair at my family castle in Scotland, with my sister-in-law, Hilda, Duchess of Rannoch, commonly known as Fig, only allowing one log on the fire at a time, in spite of the fact that gales were habitually felling trees all over the estate. Now, for the first time, I could have the holiday I had always dreamed of, in my own house, with my new husband, and maybe family and friends. I pictured sitting by a roaring fire with my nearest and dearest around me and went through to the study to find paper and pencil to make a list of people to invite. Darcy was sitting at the desk and looked up in surprise as I came in.
Hello. I didn't hear you come in.
Sorry, am I interrupting something? I asked.
No, just some odds and ends I promised I'd clear up for the Foreign Office.
He gave me the wonderful smile that still melted me like ice cream on a hot day, even after 4 months of marriage.
Did you need me? He asked.
No, I just came to get some paper, I said. But Sally was singing about Christmas coming, and it dawned on me that it was up to me to arrange things. I'm sure we can find a suitable tree on the estate, and Mrs. Holbrook will know where decorations are stored. But we should invite people, shouldn't we? This house is far too big for just the two of us.
A house party, you mean?
Gosh, that sounds a bit grand and formal, doesn't it? I was thinking more of people like Mummy and Max, Grandad, Belinda, and your father and Zuzu. Our nearest and dearest.
I notice you haven't mentioned your next of kin.
He looked up at me with a wicked grin. My brother, you mean? I paused, collecting my thoughts. Much as I love Binky and my nephew and niece, he'd have to bring his wife with him. Besides, the Duke of Rannoch has responsibilities around Christmas. He has to dress up as Father Christmas and hand out gifts to the Crofters' children and preside at the Gillies' ball on New Year's Eve. And Fig's awful sister Ducky will be bound to join them, and her even more awful brother-in-law Foggy, and utterly dire daughter Maud. I paused, then added, and Fig would be too cheap to pay for train tickets anyway.